Speaking of planes, a solar-powered one made history today. The aircraft, dubbed Solar Impulse, has just completed the first-ever international flight fueled completely by energy from the sun. It took off from western Switzerland this morning and landed 12 hours later in Brussels, Belgium. The World's Clark Boyd is at the airport in Brussels and joins us now. Clark, how did it go with today's flight?
It was a very smooth flight. It got off the ground in Switzerland at about 8:40 in the morning. And it took them all of 12 hours to get up here.
12 hours to fly the plane from Switzerland to Belgium. That's only 300 miles. How fast was it going?
Well, when I talked to the pilot midday, I was able to get my phone line through to the cockpit there to talk to Andre Borschberg, the pilot. He was averaging about 25 miles per hour. He thought maybe he could make up a little time, but it's kind of hard to say.
Well, we've got some great links at theworld.org to the plane itself. The pilot was streaming live from the cockpit throughout today's flight. There's audio, too. You obviously spoke to him. It's pretty cool stuff. Clark, give us a quick description of the plane and what it sounds like in person. Is it like a hybrid car where you don't know it's there until you see it?
Marco, it's dead silent. I asked the pilot earlier today, what's it like? Is it loud? And he said no. He said the only thing I hear around me are the jets that fly by. And as it circled over the airport coming back in to make its landing, you couldn't hear a thing. But it's quite something to behold because it's got the wingspan of an Airbus 340. Mm. So that's about a 200 foot wingspan. So it looks quite astonishing in the skies. It's got four motors on it, and obviously on the tops of the wings are where the photovoltaic cells are.
And the motors are jets or props?
No, the motors are propellers.
Now, we should be clear. This wasn't really intended to push the airline industry to go solar. What was the point?
Well, the point was, to fly the plane through European airspace, which is pretty crowded airspace. They wanted to do that. And they also wanted to land it in Brussels to make the point that this is largely a European venture. Of course, the European Union is based here. One of the main backers behind the project is based here. And they wanted to prove that they could do an international flight. They hadn't done that before. They'd just flown it over Swiss airspace before. So they wanted to take off from Switzerland and land in a foreign country.
So, Clark, how close are we to having solar-powered aircraft as an alternative to traditional aircraft powered by fossil fuels?
Oh, we're a long way away from that. Of course, the ultimate goal of the Solar Impulse program is to build another plane, a slightly larger plane than this one, and in 3 or 4 years' time, fly it around the globe, circumnavigate the globe with it. So we're a long way away from seeing any of this stuff in the commercial sector.
The World's Clark Boyd speaking with us from the airport in Brussels, where the first international solar-powered flight was completed today. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome, Marco.